Hey everyone, this is Maddie, this is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm alone in the studio. My co-host is on her way to California for spring break. And I didn't know what to do for a theme, so I just kind of picked songs that I've been into recently. That's sort of true, but also I think the vibe here is a little bit of a sunny day playlist, since today was such a beautiful sunny day. So we just heard In the Flowers by Animal Collective. Shout out to the Park School of Baltimore, which is where Animal Collective went to high school, and which is near my house, back home. Yeah, that was In the Flowers by Animal Collective. I think I've forgotten how to do a show without a co-host, but that's okay. I'm excited about this playlist. I think it's very me. It has all of my top artists. And yeah, I don't know. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. Here's another song with Flower in the title. It's Flower by Deerhoof.
It's been sleeping badly lately. I know you were historical from all the books I've read. I thought you could be lovely. And with this chance I've missed, I feel remiss. It's days and months before I'll see you again.
A good song. That was What You Gonna Do by the Valdons. I think that may have been on my Discover Weekly or something like that. That's the kind of song that's definitely Discover Weekly vibe of a song. Before that, we heard The Model by Belle and Sebastian, and before that, we heard Flower by Deerhoof. I think Belle and Sebastian is just the perfect music to listen to on a sunny day like today. Doesn't sound as good when it's raining out, but a Belle and Sebastian song on a sunny day can change your life, and I stand by that. That one is one that I have been getting into recently because I heard a song, I don't remember what it was, with a harpsichord in it. And then I was like, wow, this is maybe the best instrument ever. And so I looked up on Spotify songs with harpsichords in them. And I stumbled across an excellent playlist. So that was on it, the Belle and Sebastian song, The Model. And I also incorporated another harpsichord song later in the playlist. So stay tuned for that. I think it's really the definitive twee backup instrument. Anyway, then we heard What You Gonna Do by the Valdons. I don't really have much else to say about that song. A little bit of soul on a sunny day, especially this time of night, evening, golden hour, always hits. I'm really enjoying this playlist so far, and I hope you are as well. So next up, we have a song that I listened to this morning while I was walking home from getting an iced coffee because it was sunny and warm, and it was iced coffee weather. And I listened to this song and I thought, let me play that on the radio. So here's Bob Dylan with One of Us Must Know Sooner or Later.
Treat you so bad. You shouldn't take it so personal. I didn't mean to make you so sad. You just happened to be there, that's all. When I saw you say goodbye to your friend and smile, I thought that it was well understood that you'd be coming back in a little while. I didn't know that you were saying goodbye for good. Oh, and sooner or later, one of us must know that you just did what you're supposed to do. Must know that I really did try to get close to you. I couldn't see what you could show me. Your scarf, it kept your mouth well hidden. Couldn't see how you could know me, but you said you knew me, and I believed you did. When you whispered in my ear and asked me if I was leaving with you or her, I didn't realize just what I did hear. I didn't realize how young you were. Oh, sooner or later, one of us must know that you're just doing what you're supposed to do. Sooner or later, one of us must know. Couldn't see when it started snowing. Your voice was all that I heard. I couldn't see where we were going, but you said you knew. And then you told me later, as I apologized, that you were just kidding me, you weren't really from the farm. And I told you as you crawled out my eyes that I never really meant to do you any harm. Listen. you're supposed to do. Sooner or later, one of us must know that I really did try to get close to you.
Man's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep, but we still ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. Ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Wow, that's a really good song. That was You Ain't Going Nowhere by Joan Baez. I heard that song for the first time maybe a week ago, and I just heard it for the second time tonight. I was very moved by it when I heard it for the first time. She has a beautiful voice. I'm wondering if it's a cover. She does a lot of covers, so I'm gonna look that up. But what a great song. She's amazing. Oh, it is. It's a Bob Dylan cover. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so this is officially the Bob Dylan, Joan Baez section. Before that, we heard the Beach Boys with You Still Believe in Me from their iconic 1966 album, Pet Sounds. These last few months have really been heavy Pet Sounds listening months for me. I think I've talked about this before, but the something about the winter sun when it's cold out, but there's still like the sun and it's like, it's almost nice out, but it's so cold and windy that you can't quite feel good about it. That's how it feels to listen to Pet Sounds, because the music is so good and it's so like close to being joyful. And then the lyrics are so depressing. But anyway, that was You Still Believe in Me by the Beach Boys from Pet Sounds. Before that, we heard One of Us Must Know Sooner or Later by Bob Dylan from Blonde on Blonde. One of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. Also such a good breakup song. And I think it goes well with the Leonard Cohen song. What is it called? One of Us Cannot Be Wrong. So One of Us Must Know and One of Us Cannot Be Wrong. Yeah, so that was the my dad inspired section. All right, I guess we can move on. This next song is one that I have been listening to majorly on repeat because it's so good. Like, many of you aren't ready for how good this song's gonna be. I haven't played it on my show before, but my boyfriend Noah, whose show I was on a couple weeks ago, has played it. Here it is. It's Big Blood. The song is called 1,000 Times.
What's wrong? Thank you. crowds begin complaining how the Beaujolais is raining down on darkened meetings on the Champs-Élysées. Here it goes, la 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 la.
Alright, that was Paris 1919 by John Cale. What a great song. I keep saying that about all of these songs, but you know what? It's because I like them all. That one is, I would also say, pretty twee. I think I first heard that in high school. I was like, this is really weird, but I kind of like it. And then I rediscovered it around this time last year. And it's so good. It's kind of about European history, the lyrics, but also just... it really moves. Before that, we heard Young and Innocent Days by the Kinks. Love the Kinks. I think they're underrated. They're probably as rated as they should be. Maybe just not by me, but I love the Kinks. I think they really remind me of watching Wes Anderson movies, which again, it always comes back to a twee vibe. That was Young and Innocent Days. I really like that one. That's also one I've been getting into recently. And before that, we heard 1,000 Times by Big Blood. Crazy song. Recently learned, I guess last week, I think, that it's sung by the band is like a family band, like parents and a child. And that's the child singing, the daughter of the band. Was 13 years old when they recorded that song. Like, that's her singing, which is crazy. But I mean, it makes sense, but also, who has that voice at 13? Okay, I have to read a PSA. So, here we go. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio. Go hang out at Mystic. It's beautiful, especially on a day like today. Okay, here's some more music. This is The Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait.
Time. dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate, French Navy, my sailor maid.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Maddie. This is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. I really love this playlist, and I'm going to listen to it after I leave as well, which doesn't always happen with the WMFO playlist. We just heard Cybele's Reverie by Stereolab. Love Stereolab. Also really good, just in general, sunny day music. Before that, Camera Obscura with French Navy. Also similar to Belle and Sebastian, a Scottish indie band from the 2000s. Great song. And before that, we heard The Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait, from their album Tim, which is a great album. Okay, last song I'm going to play is one of my favorite songs, period. I keep saying that, like, these are all songs I love. Okay, this is O Trem Azul, that's in Portuguese, it means the blue train, by Lo Borges, I don't know how to say it, from the 1972 album Clube da Esquina. I don't know how to say that either. Brazilian album from the 70s. It's amazing. Here's a song. Have a good night, everyone.
Que a gente se esquece.